Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside.
Okay, let's move and groove. On the Good Day program, it's 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Kara Schillen, my friend, and Bob Kay, who's here occupying time and space.
Oh, thank you.
Breathing
That's all I'm
heavily.
Doing.
Yes. All right, so Judge Merrick Garland, who is the Supreme Court nominee, is on Capitol Hill this week meeting with senators, and I'm trying to figure out why, because the Republicans have said, nope, we're not going to interview him. There are different factions on both sides, apparently. Some Republicans say, yeah, we ought to have a hearing or two or three on him because we ought to debate his merits.
Mm-hmm.
John Roberts says that politics ought to be left out of the process. Is that true? Is politics a very important part of it? Unfortunately, with the Supreme Court these days, I think that it is a big part of it. You know, the discussion coming up this week, conflict between religious freedom and access to condoms and contraception, that's part of, they've been at this since 2014 without really coming to a decision on it. Isn't that all politics?
Yeah.
When you get right down to it, it certainly is politics. And whether or not in certain parts of the country with certain political points of view, this person ought to be able to have contraception. I think part of the problem here is the difference between men and women. Wait a minute, let me rephrase that.
Hmm.
It's not a problem. There is a problem when it comes to the devices that are used. Women complain that men can get Viagra and Cialis and Levitra through a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But women have to get their, whatever they need for protection, whatever they need for contraception, they have to pay for theirs. And I think, I'm not sure that that's the most serious part or the basis for this discussion before the Supreme Court.
How is it that men get it for free?
That's the question.
I don't understand.
Why is there a difference? Is it that it's looked upon differently because these are stimulants and the protective devices are for protection? In my mind, it would be much more fair if you have to delineate or separate for the women to be able to get their contraceptive devices, the things that are preventative, because there are a lot of health issues that go with that, rather than having men be able to get that. I mean, that's a choice. There's a sort of free will. You don't really need all that stuff for health, but you do need, in many instances, unless I'm reading this wrong, women's protective devices and others that have nothing to really to do with just the act of sex. Am I right or not?
I guess.
Ah!
Get out of my bedroom.
Well, that's the thing. Kara, how do your friends see this issue? How do you and your friends, when you talk about this, is it easy to define the difference and what the problem is, or is this more complicated than I have made it? I've sort of given you a simplistic overview of what the issue is for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, Kara, tell us.
Well, yeah, I haven't actually looked in this specific issue, and it's kind of weird. It's not necessarily applicable in some, like, you know, none of my friends are going to get Viagra or anything like that from, you know, from the store. But as far as, you know, protection or birth control, yeah, those are used for a lot of people for health reasons, and not necessarily just preventative measures. And I think a lot of women are at least frustrated that that is something that is placed almost exclusively on them.
Yep.
And not necessarily on their male counterparts.
All right. So what are your friends willing to do, eager to do? What do they think they ought to do about this in terms of intervention? What do they feel? Are they going to think about this when they go to the voting booth as to who they're voting for? Does there need to be more action than that? What are the pieces of the pie here?
I think it's definitely a big issue when it comes to voting in terms of who you think will stand up for, I guess, women's reproductive rights, or who will at least not make it more difficult. But sometimes it's hard to know what to do or what actions you can take. I guess you would at least hope that the men in your life would be willing to help out. And maybe that's all that you feel like you can do for the time being.
Maybe that's a way for you to judge whether the man is right for you or not.
Poor selection.
Yeah, right.
You chose incorrectly.
Yeah, you didn't do a good
job
of choosing
wisely
on that one. No, I think there's something to be said for that. The story from earlier this week, I think it was Monday when we were talking about Lexi, this six-year-old who was 1.5% Choctaw Indian, and the foster parents she'd lived with for over 5 years wanted to officially adopt her. Sumner and Rusty Page are the parents. Lexi is the daughter. They are not Sumner and Rusty. They have no red-blooded American Indian in their veins. So the California court system says that due to the Indian Child Welfare Act,
oh, goody,
Lexi is supposed to live with another Native American family and not with any whiteys.
Isn't that nice?
Yep. So,
California.
Santa Clarita, California. These people have been fighting now for 2 years to adopt this child. They obviously love this girl.
Yeah, what about that?
The Choctaw tribe apparently informed about this by the officials, I love that word, who are in charge of adoption, the Adoption Bureau, and they say that they're going to place Lexi with a person in Utah who is not Native American and doesn't live on a reservation, which is the reason this whole thing came up in the first place.
Well, the people she's moving in with are relatives.
Of hers.
Yeah, they're right. Related to her father. But the thing that's confusing to me is, you know, what's better, her living with the people that she's been with since she was one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or being with family, even if they both have her.
Where were they 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Where were they when
the good question.
Yeah, thank you. Get lost. If she loves these people, this sounds like a good Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
In fact. But if she loves them and they love her and it works well, why would you disturb that because of some damnable act that the government passed to try to placate Native Americans or some Native Americans? I'm betting there are a lot of Native Americans don't even know this act exists.
Probably not.
The Indian Child Welfare Act? I never heard of it before. Did you?
Nope.
Never. Never heard of this before. And how is it practical? It's just these people have nothing better to do than to listen to somebody come through and gum about this and, oh, let's pass a law.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Make any sense? No, I was trying to find the... let's see if in my sound effect package here I can find... No, that's not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like that.
No, not good.
Right. Hey.
Stop it.
No, no, I got it. All right. Maybe that's better.
The good old trumpet.
Yes. Okay. So I think we've dispatched that. Only our understanding of this isn't going to rule. It isn't going to take the day.
Why not?
Because we have no power in California over the influence of the Choctaw Indian tribe. You notice I didn't say like a New Englander. It could have been Choctaw.
Choctaw.
Choctaw, right. Okay. It does seem rather silly.
Yeah.
In a moment, breakfast. How important is it?
I can't wait.
It'll be... I have the final word on this, by the way, Marvin.
Uh-oh.
The final word.
Oh, I can't wait.
On breakfast in a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame swingman always gave the fans a show above the rim. He averaged more than 20 points during a spectacular 15-year pro career and was named one of the top 50 in NBA history. So, where is Clyde Drexler now? Well, Clyde hoped to bring back Phi Slamajama as the University of Houston's head coach, but he lasted only 2 seasons. Today, Clyde continues to manage the real estate investments made during his playing days in Houston. And his Drexler Foundation promotes literacy to elementary school students.
Stay in school. It's your best move.
Looks like the Glide still has smooth moves off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Kiss the Dirt. oh, shoot, then there dumped it. You know, somebody says you never dumped a bike, I'm going to call you a liar.
Yeah. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Somebody says you never dumped a bike, I'm going to call you a liar.
You mean?
Well, how many times? Which one? When I hit the back of a VW, okay, that was one. I went over the handlebars. The other one, I went off into the field. That was another one. The one with the lady, that's when the bull turned his brake lights on.
He slid right under my truck.
Yeah, and then I went underneath her truck. Yeah, yeah.
It was in the driveway.
How did you slide under the truck?
Do on the grass.
Didn't even bother the bike.
Didn't hurt the bike at all.
Or the truck.
I just went underneath the front fender, and that's where I was at.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harris with you. You might remember we told you about Japan's plan to fire laser beams from space back to Earth as an alternative energy source. These beams would be generated by huge solar cells bouncing nearby sunlight into a generating system the size of a mid-sized nuclear power plant. The laser beams will contain radioactivity by their very nature, so the Japanese Space Agency has renamed them from laser beams to solar streams. What you don't know can't hurt you, right? Well, we saw this done with magnetic resonance imaging, or early MRIs, in hospitals. They were first known as nuclear magnetic resonance because of the atomic core embedded in the magnetic field, but patients got skittish with nuclear magnetic resonance, so hospital marketers came up with magnetic resonance imaging instead. So now we go from space lasers to solar streams.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
So, Kara, should we be doing this on the air? Kara's laughing her butt off with the silly stuff that Bob.
She's being bored to tears.
No, she's not, actually. We do pretty entertaining stuff when we're together, when nobody's listening.
You think?
Well, listen. Bob Kay's here. He and I have been doing radio since 1968.
Hiya.
You remember...
Art's Up.
Who was... Yeah, right. Art's Up was the name of the radio program we did. Who was it? Not Hum and Strum, but there were a couple of... was it... You don't even remember. The old guys. I better get off of this.
Yeah, let's move to today.
18 past the hour on Good Day. Actually, this is a minute devoted to your health.
Oh, good.
Clean eating.
Mm.
That the fact that you know... that having healthy blood flow is the key to your living a better and longer life. How's your blood flow?
I don't know.
Super Beats.
Well, I can't wait. I just got my jar of Super Beats. I can't wait to try it out. And my wife, Tony, is dying.
She wants to have it. Don't say she's dying because
She's trying to get her hands on it.
My wife is dying.
She'd shoot me if I didn't bring some.
No, she isn't going to shoot you either. We can't talk like that. All right, so here we have the introduction for those of you, like Bob has not had any of this before, so he's being introduced to Super Beets.
I love beets anyway.
It's a canister. You want to describe this? A nice canister?
Oh, it's a good size. Fits Super in your hand well. It's not too tall. You can easily hold it. It won't slip out of your hand.
Right.
And has a pretty label on it that says Super Beets, black cherry. Ooh, I bet that's good.
So you take a teaspoon of this. You put it in a 4-ounce glass of water.
Okay.
Mix it all up and then drink it 20 minutes later.
Mm.
You'll have... It's called Super Beats because you're going to be like Superman.
Wow.
Within 20 minutes.
And won't need the Viagra today.
No, that's I wasn't thinking of that, but thanks for bringing it to everybody's attention. All organic. You get the benefits of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon. And that's because the nitric oxide, the importance here is nitric oxide is the most important product. It comes from beets, and it will increase the blood flow to your brains. To your to your muscles all over your body, to all of your various and sundry organs. The best thing to do to keep yourself in great shape and get a lot of good energy is to call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 to order Super Beets. Try it for a week. You don't feel the results, the difference, you get your money back. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or 800-655-4183.